proclamation number 7972 dated the August 20th, 1961. Decision by predestined guidance or experience. Know that every earthly or spiritual experience affecting your life is intended or permitted by me. For every person's course of life is always determined by me in accordance with his spiritual development. And thus everything can be in your best interest. You don't have to suffer if you accept everything from my hand and even humbly accept your burdens, for your correct attitude towards me will also allow you to assess every event correctly and your soul will mature. The only purpose of earthly life is for your soul to mature. And all earthly events, be they suffering or joy, will approach you in line with this purpose. Any event is able to lead you closer to me if it is your free will to find union with me. But my adversary also tries to win you for himself, and thus you will be faced by temptations on his part which I allow because he still has a claim on you, and he will equally influence you but never be able to force you. Instead, it remains up to your free will to what extent you allow yourselves to be influenced by him. Hence you make your own decision by consciously turning either to me or to him. And you can make this decision in every situation. Every experience, every stroke of fate, every pleasure and every affliction can impel you to make this decision. And if you know that nothing happens without my will or permission, then soon nothing will be able to worry you either. For as soon as you turn your sights and thoughts towards me, call me to your side or commend yourselves to me in prayer, you will mature spiritually and have achieved an advantage for your soul again. All these are also tests of faith which you have to pass, for my adversary will do anything to separate you from me, to lessen or destroy your faith in a God and Father who is always willing to lovingly help his children. He will always want to darken your spirit. He will try to spread darkness across you so that you no longer recognize me as your loving Father of eternity. And this is why he particularly tries to take precedence during misfortunes with the intention of causing reluctance and ill feeling in you. And then you have to adamantly resist and know that everything I allow to come over you is beneficial for you, and that you only have to turn to me in firm faith in order to banish even the most arduous adversity by handing everything over to me, who will truly help you to get out of every adversity. For my constant concern is only ever your return to me. I want to tie you to myself and not lose you, and therefore I will also always prove my love, and this love shall never be doubted by you. You have already traveled a long path which brought you ever closer to me. The last short stretch of the way requires great willpower by you, because you consciously have to turn to me, to the pinnacle, whereas before you were drawn by my love. But this love gives you even more. It does everything in order to guarantee your return to me. Just grant me your free will. Strive towards me in free will. Don't let yourselves be enticed by the world which is my adversary's tool to win you over. Believe in me and my love, and in your heart long for the Father, and call upon me in every adversity of body and soul. And truly, every experience will only ever serve your ascent, for everything is based on my love and wisdom whatever you might encounter. And rely on my love and my might, for I am always willing to help if only you would call upon me in your heart. Amen.